Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pets on Prozac? Maybe Elizabeth Wurtzel had a point when she wrote Prozac Nation, because veterinarians around the country say they're prescribing more mood stabilizers for pets, and the increase might have more to do with their human companions than the pets themselves. Sarah Overmall wrote this story for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Sarah, we know since COVID there's been an increase in mental health concerns for humans. So are pets having their own separate crisis? Are they reacting to ours? Are we just noticing them more? What are experts saying?
A little bit of each of those things, I think. It's not really a separate crisis. There is sort of that relationship between our mental health and theirs. Not that our depression or anxiety is, you know, contagious, but our lifestyle changes can have ramifications for these animals. And then, of course, we are still in the middle of our own mental health crisis since COVID-19. And there's been record adoptions during COVID-19. Yeah. So all these factors are coming together to have animals that are adjusting to life the same way we are.
Well, and you point out the treatment and medication for humans has been in short supply. Now, we love the four-footed among us, so let's take care of that right now. Are there ethical questions about that? Are these animals getting the same Prozac that some humans aren't because there's shortages?
Well, they are getting the same medicines that we're getting. A lot of these medicines are generic, so they're cheap. And as we know, you know, veterinarians or veterinary care doesn't have the same insurance that we do. Mm. But doctors I spoke to said we're not really at a risk for shortages of these medicines anytime soon because of our pets, although shortages of medicines do happen pretty periodically. Right. And there were shortages of Zoloft at the beginning of the pandemic, for instance.
Well, last year we spoke with animal ethicist Jessica Pierce. And as she says, we often put animals in human environments and it makes them unhappy.
Animals who live in our homes as our pets are, I think, one of the most miserable populations of animals on the planet.
But you quote experts who say the same thing. You know, we move country dogs to urban areas, for instance. And you say that antidepressants are easier and cheaper for pet owners, you know, who are recognizing, oh, my animal's not happy, than expensive training classes. Are you meaning, or experts meaning, that we may be rushing to medicate our pets instead of addressing underlying issues like we're not making them happy?
Yes, it's a possibility. And, you know, as you said, these animals are coming from rural areas into cities where there's more capacity to adopt them, but also more stressors. And so, you know, just like it's much more difficult for us as humans to find a therapist and to pay for that than it is to get medication, it's the same thing with our animals. It's somewhat of a shortcut. The problem is they can't tell us how that makes them feel, of course.
Yeah. I'm just realizing that we are now talking about my cat because when I fell and I went kablooey, so did he. You know, he sat sentinel at my side. He would not move except to sleep on my chest. And then we foolishly decided to add a bathroom renovation. He went over the edge. Now he is on meds, you know, primarily because he was, you know, making a leather chair his litter box as a way of expressing his stress. We let him. We love him. But he's stressed. So what behaviors should pet companions watch out for?
Well, that sounds a lot like my cat, who was nearly also put on Prozac when I moved. But those behaviors and cats, I think, are pretty easy for us to clock. Like, for instance, you know, using the bathroom where they shouldn't, being over hygienic, things that I think cat owners, you can tell when your animal's behavior is off. With dog owners, there can also be really easy things like reactive to other dogs or to other people. But then also things like actually, like, chasing their own tail can be a sign of anxiety. Mm-hmm. One thing that was interesting when I spoke to vets is that sometimes these anxieties are actually, you know, coming from physiological pain rather than an actual psychological problem. So sometimes when pets come in, you know, they go through and see if they're actually in physical pain, and that's why they're reacting like this to people or other pets.
Yeah. I'm looking around and I'm seeing Mark over there, who would have Cricket, his puppy, on a camera at work so that he could constantly be in touch with him because Cricket got nervous. And I thought, you know, and there's those, not just medication, those things you plug in the walls that are supposed to have, you know, some sort of things that will calm down animals. Is this foolish, or are we realizing that maybe we benefit so much from animals, and we know we do, we know what they do for our health, that maybe it's time to think of their health?
I think that is a big part of it. That's what behavioral veterinarians said to me. And they said, you know, we're thinking about our own mental health more and talking about it more. And so now we're also talking about the animals around us. And so there's been this growing field of research about how animals can impact our mental health. But then we're looking at the other side of it more now. That's still a relatively new part of the field, but they say it's growing pretty quickly.
And address those who might be saying, really, pet psychiatry, isn't this just another way to milk people for their money?
Yeah, that is something that I heard, and there are skeptics out there. But by the same token, there's a lot of very reactive animals who wouldn't be able to have a normal life, who would probably still be in shelters right now. So it's a bit difficult, you know. Should those animals be, you know, move from rural Georgia to New York City? Maybe not, but that person in New York City is trying to give them the best life that they can. So I think that we'll continue to see this trend grow, but then, you know, maybe like our mental health crisis, hopefully plateau.
Yeah. Sarah Overmall, Washington correspondent with our editorial partners at STAT. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.